Hello, everyone. Hi, Gary and I are joining you on the call together right now. So we're really looking forward to hearing what ideas that you had, what insights you had about spiritual partnership and friendship. If you had anything come to you or examples that you have of changing a friendship into a spiritual partnership, or just the idea that by creating authentic power, you have an orientation of being a spiritual partner with someone. So we'd really like to hear by raising your hand your experiences with spiritual partnership from being a friend to becoming a spiritual partner, or any questions that you have about things that we said, or any significant insights you had. So press 1 on your keypad so that we know that you're interested in saying something, and we'll start calling on people really soon. But why don't you just take a moment to see if there's anything that came to you so that you can see if you learned anything about spiritual partnership today, and how you don't need to compartmentalize it. Or if you're brand new, maybe this is all new to you. So let's just see what comes.
Yes, our intention was to begin to show how spiritual partnerships flow naturally from friendships, and that by creating authentic power and by creating spiritual partnerships, you don't need to not love or be with your friends or have friends, but that, on the contrary, your love for your friends will begin to draw you toward deeper and more substantive interactions with them and with people who might surprise you as being people who are open to more substantive and deeper interactions, such as, for example, could be a classmate, could be someone at work.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'd like to just start the process. I'd like to call on Sarah. Sarah, I'll let you know when your microphone there. Sarah, your microphone's open. Yes.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, Sarah.
Yeah. I just wanted to share how much I appreciate you saying that it's a matter of my orientation. That really, that just helps me, supports me so much, because I normally think of it from frightened parts that want somebody else to change or wait for somebody else to be open or do something first, and that just really, supports me in putting the focus back on what I can learn about myself and starting there. So thank you.
So Sarah, how do you think that may change some of your relationships?
I'm shaking right now. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I have a really strong frightened part that didn't want to speak, but I knew that this was important for me to amplify, and I think that really it'll change everything. Because I want to create authentic power in all my relationships, and it's my responsibility to do that.
Yeah. Is there a relationship you're particularly thinking about that you'd like to change your orientation toward?
A couple of relationships. My mom, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm in really strong frightened parts most of the time, I think, with her and also with my partner. And, just really noticing that. Thank you for asking me that.
Yeah, well, I really would like to hear. I know you're in the Masterclass Immersion, so I'd really like to hear what happens as you begin to change your orientation toward your mom and toward your partner. I'd like to know what happens.
And pardon me, beloved, I just want to point out something important, very important that Linda said. What you're changing is your orientation toward people. You're not changing them. It's not a matter of trying to change your mom or change your partner. Your responsibility and your only ability is to change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And to change yourself in the direction of more openness, more compassion, more awareness, more responsible choices. And this is all an open avenue to deeper relationships, and the most meaningful and deep of all of them our spiritual partnerships. But as you go about this without attachment to the outcome, then there's the people in your life, like your partner, like your mom in this case, will begin to see changes in you. And sometimes it could be changes that will threaten, frighten parts of their personalities. And sometimes it may be surprisingly pleasing to them, and they'll begin to ask you about them. That's what usually happens. But if you're not attached, if you're only focused on challenging the frightened parts of your personality and cultivating the loving parts, then you're free. You're free to be with friends, with spiritual partners. You're free to be with anyone in the world, no matter what you call them. But those that resonate and respond with a multi-sensory depth, those will become your spiritual partners, and it'll be so natural.
Indeed. And Sarah, we began to do this when we noticed at the Journey to the Soul how many people were compartmentalizing their friendships from their spiritual partnerships, or saying they're in friendship with spiritual partners when they're having a good time, and then when the person has a frightened part come up, then they become spiritual partners, but there's no difference. It's, you know, it's like all of it is part of the orientation that you have to create with consciously, to create with love all the time, and to have that orientation toward other people too, that you support them when they're creating with love and when they're creating with frightened parts of their personality, if they're open to it, being open to that possibility. Yeah, so it was really, really good to see that that maybe misunderstanding of spiritual partnership. Certainly from a frightened part of personality, it was a misunderstanding. Anyway, thanks, Sarah. I really look forward to hearing how things go when you begin to change your orientation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, in your case, Sarah, deepen your awareness of an orientation to create authentic power in yourself. Because mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be a change for you, but maybe a deepening or a recognition or recognition of what you're doing in a more clear way.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so
yeah,
much,
that's
Sarah.
The perfect way of saying it. That. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now I'd like to call on Doug. Hello, Doug. We don't have a microphone to you. There you go. You can speak
Hi,
now.
Linda. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. So what I'd like to share is I volunteered about 5 years ago to join the Big Brother, Big Sister program, and I was matched up with a young man that at the time was 12, and it's interesting because I'm actually the same age as his grandparents, so we're quite an odd couple, but you know, it's concerned me the whole time because I knew and I recognized that our relationship was a friendship. In a lot of ways, our conversations and interactions were superficial. You know, we talked about basketball and you know, rarely anything meaningful. And it's been on my heart a long time to have a deeper relationship with him. And, you know, Gary, what you just said to Sarah, it clicked with me that it's in me, right? For that to happen, I've been waiting on him to even ask my advice, which I can honestly say in 5 years, he really hasn't asked my advice on anything. But I realize it's in me that the change in the relationship has to start with first.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't found it yet. You know, I haven't found how to do that.
Doug, maybe it's your understanding. Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. Maybe it's your understanding, deeper understanding of what a big brother is, really is.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you had the image of a big brother as just a guy, one of the guys, talk about basketball.
You mean a frightened part of...
Frightened part
of
your personality had that image of a big brother and has been striving to fulfill it. And now other parts of your personality are recognizing the superficiality of that. If you can recognize that superficiality without judging it, then you'll begin to be able to see the pain in the other person that keeps that level of interaction as a way of avoiding the pain of powerlessness. And that will open a lot of compassion for you in this young friend that you have, because now you can begin to experiment with a soul-to-soul connection, if it's possible. It'll be possible on your part. We'll see if it's possible on his, that you have in the past been confining to your image of what a big brother is.
Right.
It's certainly my intention to be a spiritual partner with him. I think really when I reflected back on the relationship and when I started it, I believe in some ways I went into the relationship to caretake. I wanted to feel good about myself as a person, you know, just giving back. But I've grown a lot in the last 5 years, and especially the last year through the master class. And so it's just important to me that I make a transition in myself in the way I approach this relationship.
Doug, you could be so powerful to this young man because you're modeling. You would be modeling for him an elder in...
Conscious elder.
An elder becoming conscious,
mm-hmm.
and changing himself,
mm-hmm.
instead of whatever his understanding of an elder is. Maybe it's just an older person who gets more brittle and experiences past memories. But you'll certainly be experiencing, modeling for him something alive and vital and vibrant.
As you create authentic
as
power.
You create, and because you're the age of his grandfather, that could transform his understanding of humanity as well as growing older and elders.
Be sure you have the guidelines when you're with him, and remember, you know, about having courage to say things. Remember about having compassion.
And
remember about your curiosity. You know, I mean, just seeing, you know, you use these guidelines and as you're interacting with him. So in other words, don't compartmentalize your big brother relationship with him as one that isn't a spiritual partnership, but have the orientation that you are going to be a spiritual partner to him, no matter what is going on.
And the last guideline is detached from the outcome. So
right.
it may be that your relationship will go very deep with this young man, or it may be that he'll push it away now. And if that is causes pain, then that just shows you that what you've seen is actually so. There was caretaking involved at the beginning.
Right.
Indeed. Well, thanks, Doug. Yeah. I really am looking forward to hearing how that begins to change. So please let us know that.
I will. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. And I'd like to talk with Shayla. Hello. Well, open
Shayla? Is it Shayla?
Shayla, I think.
Shayla?
Well, she'll tell us. So open the microphone.
Shayla from...
Hello?
Yeah. Hi there, Shayla from...
Hi, good to hear your voice.
Hi, thank you so much for that wonderful video. I think I royally screwed up last week when after hearing your hearing this conference. I had a terrible falling out with a very, very close friend of mine that I've known for 20 years. So what happened was I feel like as I'm growing and expanding into a new way of being and in this world, I recognized that there are some relationships that were really very heavy on my soul, and I went with this intention to have a different type of a relationship with this person. So I met her last week, and I had the courage to say things that I felt were really authentic for me, and I was using I messages, and I was trying not to blame her or judge her. And I was just explaining to her my experience of how I felt, criticized and judged. And I also recognized that I was projecting on her. And I said, look, I own that I was also projecting on you. And I was trying, went with the intention of really getting into a more meaningful, deeper relationship with her. And she just got very angry, very upset. She walked out, and I was left. So I basically told her that, I feel like there are some relationships that I need to let go of, and I think you're one of them, when she was started attacking me and criticizing me again. So I did the exact opposite. When I hear you, I feel like I had the courage to say the things that I was hiding from her for the last 20 years. But perhaps I didn't do it well. Perhaps I would have done it differently. My intention was really to do it differently, to have a more meaningful connection, but it kind of backfired.
Well, that's really an interesting experience. You might look at the intention you had by telling her, I think there's some relationships that I need to let go of, and you're one of them.
Now, yes, and that was my intention.
Well, but you can ask yourself, when you said those words, if that came from love or that came from fear. Because frightened parts of her personality may have taken that as saying, you're not valuable enough for me to want to be with. So, and it may be that it didn't matter how you said it, that she would have reacted because she hadn't yet developed the ability to respond. So I wouldn't say that you made mistakes, because what you've done is experimented. And your experiment has created results. So you can be an experimenter in your life and look at what you've done. And if you feel that everything that you said had the intention of love, then there's nothing more you can do. And if you feel remorse, then you know that's coming from a frightened part of your personality. If when you look at everything that you said and you have the intuition or the hunch that some of those things might have come from fear, then you can go back and recognize them so that you don't do that again in the future.
Yes, it is a grand experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a grand experiment.
I do feel like I said that to her only when she started attacking me, and I did, my fighting parts were activated. I recognized that, but my initial intention was really to be courageous enough to say the things that I really wanted to say, and at the same time maintain my friendship, but it kind of backfired.
Okay, Shayla, nothing backfired. You put your finger on it exactly. You thought you were acting in love, but then when she became angry, that activated a frightened part of you, of your personality,
correct,
and you let that frightened part of your personality speak. So words can create so much healing or so much damage, depending upon the intention. So, so go back to that time and recognize clearly when that shift in your energy happened that you can recognize, when she began to react instead of respond, when she pushed away what you were offering. That's when it activated a frightened part of your personality, and that frightened part of your personality said, I don't think I need you anymore.
Yes.
So congratulations on doing these things, these difficult things, with as much awareness as you can bring to them.
But you can look at now having compassion for yourself and having compassion for your friend. She doesn't know the things that you know. She doesn't know about authentic power, am I right? She doesn't know that she has a choice when she's in a frightened part. And so for 20 years, you've been in friendship with her.
In fact, you forgot that you had a choice when a frightened part of your personality became active. That's how easy it can happen. And that's why it requires awareness.
And so over 20 years, when people are in friendship and they aren't really saying the things they really need to say, they're pleasing each other or they're in agreement with each other instead of saying what they need to say to each other, and so that they can grow. The purpose is not to tell someone well, you know, you're always judging people. It's not like that. It's more really seeing that that's a frightened part of someone's personality, or I've been judging you. It's a frightened part of my personality, but that may not be, it's not, I don't think that that kind of you've experimented with that kind of a talk, but you can still have this a wonderful experience of you sending love to your friend, because if you feel any distance, you still have frightened parts active with her. So you can look at how you can send love to her no matter what, and open to your intuition to see how you can, if you're talking to people in this way, how you can stay in your own integrity, but also stay in a loving way of saying things to people. So that's mm-hmm. a good experiment that you're doing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
I want to hear more about how that goes. Will you,
okay.
will you let us know?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Okay. There's so many people with questions or comments. I want to call on Lisa, and we might have time for one more after that, and then we're going to go into groups, and you can talk about it more together. So, yes, Lisa?
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Monica.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice. This has been great listening to, well, Chloe's great, but Scott and I actually had a conversation about this exactly last night. And so I wanted to talk because, so there's a couple, there's two friends of ours, and they're a couple, and we've known them for years now, and excuse me, sorry, I have a real friend part right now. So they invite us to hang out with them, and when we hang out, they can relate more to Scott because one of them is a doctor, the other one owns this company, and they love to talk about medicine. They love to talk about investing, new companies, things that I know bring out my frightened part because I feel like I have nothing to offer in those conversations. And the last time that we hung out, I challenged that frightened part and talked about this work that we do. You know, we talked about going to the journey, talked about master class, and the husband, you know, kind of said, oh, that's nice that you do that kind of work, but that kind of work doesn't really work for me, or something like that. And I just took it as, okay, he's very closed off, not at all interested. And so they've invited us to go to their house today for dinner. And I said to Scott, you know, I find that when I'm hanging out with them, I'm constantly challenging my frightened parts. It's just, I sit there and I'm just challenging, and it's a bit exhausting for me. And I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to go. You guys, you can go with the kids, because it's kind of an open, they're having just friends come in. It's not like a formal, hey, you and Lisa come hang out. It's just a big group of friends are coming over, and they've invited us, kind of a casual thing. And I said, I don't think I want to go. So my question, I guess, is when, you know, I feel like they're not, he's not open, she's not open. She was at the table while we were discussing, you know, the work that we do. And I don't know, when do you say, okay, this friendship is not going to move any closer to becoming a spiritual partnership or friendship?
You know, I just want to talk about what I noticed about what you're saying, Lisa. It sounds like you've been in frightened parts, feeling inferior or less than, not feeling like you're part of the conversation all
Definitely.
This time that you've been seeing them. Is that right?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. So now you're beginning to say things that are very out of, you're beginning to try to say something in integrity, what you would really want to talk about. And so then you got what you thought was a frightened part of him, And so now you want to have another frightened part that doesn't want to go there at all.
Right.
That's what I mean.
And
so
yeah, I recognize that. That's I'm saying to myself. I know it's my frightened part that's saying, oh, well, you know, he's not open to it, so why even bother?
Yes.
I
well,
understand.
Yes, his frightened part isn't open to it, but neither are yours. So frightened parts of the personality aren't interested in growing, right? So, yes. So you can have compassion for you and the frightened parts that are coming up for you, and for what you may think is a frightened part of his personality that feels maybe superior, sounds like it, but it doesn't really matter, because it's really, Lisa, how you are. So when you go, if you decide to go, you go with the orientation of creating authentic power, of challenging all the fear in you and having a wonderful time, no matter what anybody else is doing or saying. And saying what you need to say in your integrity. You've already started this process. Now your frightened part wants to pull away and not go.
Yeah.
So you can look at, how can I continue this process of my orientation is that I'm creating authentic power and I'm going to show up there without letting a frightened part control me. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a very different orientation. Your orientation is to be a spiritual partner, to create authentic power. In that case. So why don't you see what happens? I'm really curious to see where this goes.
Also, Lisa, I noticed that when you, it sounded as though you recommended, or you were describing what you and Scott are doing in the journey and in the masterclass immersion, and that sounds as though it activated a frightened part of your friend, the male, and as though you were saying, here's something you might be interested in, and he wanted to say, no, I'm not. If you had talked about, say, I've noticed in the last several conversations I've had that I feel inadequate. I feel unable to share anything.
Yeah.
That's the value in this conversation, and I know that has to do with me and not to do with you.
Exactly.
But I'm challenging that, and so I just wanted to say that, or something that shares something about you, and when you share that deeply, it really is disarming. It can either be threatening or disarming. I mean, the person can say, well, that's nice, and not want to look at it because they're not capable of going that deeply. Or they might be deeply touched and completely disarmed because they recognize a vulnerability in you.
I think it's not that they're not capable, it's that they may not be aware that they have a choice.
That's
right.
That. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, beloved. So this is just to say there's lots of ways that of approaching this in the most constructive way, which means the way that will help you create authentic power and support yourself and others when they're open, that will come to you as you begin to create authentic power. But as you go into it and experience it from a frightened part of your personality, your creativity in this way is more limited because you're seeing through the filters of fear instead of compassion and openness.
I think that you like Shala, and you, both of you are experimenting with doing things in a different way. This is really exciting. And so now you can refine the level of how you experiment instead of retreating back into a frightened part that doesn't want to go at all. You know, and I love what Gary said, because to me, when I say what's really true for me, instead of what I'm doing, when I say what's really true for me, where I'm at or how I've been not really connecting in the way I want to, when I can talk about that can open the conversation to be more of a spiritual partnership. You might be so surprised.
And also, I mean, I these ideas were just coming to me, and I hope they're helpful, but there's so many creative ways to talk in this kind of situation. You can say, I really appreciate what an entrepreneur you are. I'm an entrepreneur too. I'm a spiritual entrepreneur. And this is what it means to me. I'm looking at the returns that I want in my life, and I'm looking at what I'm willing to invest in it. And what I'm willing to invest is my awareness and my intention. And what I want to create is more freedom from the things that used to control me, all of the fears that used to control me. So that's what I'm doing as a spiritual entrepreneur. I mean, this may or may not be something you'd feel comfortable with, but it just occurred to me. Also,
oh wait, but by the way, don't anyone pick up this as this is the way to do it. This is the, you know, formula for what you say, because it has to come from your heart.
No, it has to come from your heart, and it has to be exactly appropriate in you for what happens at the moment, because both men are physicians, or at least two of the four are physicians. And Scott, you could say something like, "Well, I'm discovering something as a surgeon that I hadn't looked at 4 or 5 years ago. I'm seeing there's limits to what I can cure with a scalpel, and it can't touch, the causes of the physical dysfunctions that I'm correcting surgically, and that's become interesting to me."
Right. So anyway, Lisa, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it, because it's a way I really loved experimenting. And, yes, that's beautiful. So thanks so much.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I want to hear how this goes, the next step in your experiment.
I also.
And I want to call on one more person, and then we're going to go into groups. So I'd like to call on Joan. Joan, we're going to open up the microphone for you, and then we're going to go into groups after that. There, Joan, your microphone is open.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Gary.
Hi, great to hear your voice. Yes.
Yeah, you too. Such a great topic this morning. I so appreciated that, because I've really been looking for ways to create more spiritual partnerships in my life. And as you were talking on the call this morning, I remembered I had dinner a couple of weeks ago with a friend that I want to be a closer friend with, and I hadn't actually thought about a spiritual partnership with her. And she had wanted to talk to me about a loss that I had recently experienced, and so I was talking to her about my loss, but I was talking to her about the gratitude and appreciation I felt for having that person in my life, kind of in the way you were talking about it on the video this morning.
Yes.
And I could see her, kind of her eyes widening. She wasn't expecting me to be talking about this loss in this way. And I have been so grateful, even though the loss has occurred, I was so grateful for the time that I've had with this soul in my life, and that's how I was expressing it to her. And until you talked about it this morning, I didn't realize that, like, I have a deeper awareness now, as you said, Gary, that in that moment I was creating authentic power. And I came out of that conversation with her, and she was kind of unbelieving at first that I was talking about it in this way, and then at the end of our conversation she was just so open to that kind of conversation. And I just realized that for me is one way to start the process of creating spiritual partnerships with my friends. So thanks for talking about that this morning.
Oh, absolutely. As you become transparent and open about the way you are and the way you feel about something, it really allows for that opening in someone else who may not feel comfortable about speaking in particular ways that have to do with multisensory perception or ways of seeing things in a different way. They may not feel comfortable, but you're the one who gets to choose that. You get to choose how you'll be. And so that's what we're saying. It's your orientation that will create spiritual partnerships happening naturally. Even if you call them friendships, the really important thing is, what is the purpose of it? Is it to grow? Is it to help you to grow spiritually and support that person? If it is, then how wonderful.
Yeah, thanks.
That's beautiful, Joan.
It
is not a matter of creating spiritual partnerships. It's a matter of knowing that you're creating authentic power. That's your orientation, being in your integrity, following the authentic power guidelines as you feel they're appropriate, even if it stretches frightened parts of your personality, and then watching the flowers bloom.
Oh, thanks for that, Gary. Yeah, I really have a deeper understanding of it's about creating, rather than searching out spiritual partnerships, really, it's about creating that authentic power, and then that will happen.
Yeah, that orientation.
That's,
you know,
right.
Yes. Always creating authentic, yes, power, no compartmentalization, and then just you'll see the openness, like you,
yeah,
did with your friend. How beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
it's got a lovely, I won't say snowballing effect, but self-generating effect, because as you,
uh-huh,
become more authentically powerful, as you become more real and meaningful in your interactions, you begin to attract others with the same energy.
Yes, yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that is a wonderful thing to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing. It's I'm sorry you couldn't make it to the journey this year, but I'm really excited too that you're on the masterclass, and we'll be seeing you in November and on calls,
yes,
with you between. Yeah.
I look forward to
all
it.
Right,
Joan. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, blessings.